The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
We were talking where some people said they could write a script.
Some people really wanted to talk the talk without walking the walk. And here we are, walking the walk.
We're talking Space Cartel scripts today. See if these can do.
Roth had the audacity
of being a critic.
No. Being a critic is just saying the movie sucks.
I was tippy-toeing, so I didn't get no negative responses from Roth. I'm trying to walk into this 100% non-biased or nothing, and Roth already firing off at you. Yeah, we're cool right now.
Hey, for all fairness' sake, I'm in the pit with him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but Roth, now that you're out here speaking.
So Roth did exclaim that he disliked the Flash's writing so bad that he thought
he could write a better script.
And so I say, hey, man, this is the internet. You say shit like that, you gotta prove it. So that's what this episode's about.
So the moral of the story is don't ever criticize anything around these.
No. We've said shit sucks left and right. Never once have we said we could do something better, though.
Never.
Oh, I never said I could get it better.
Once have I.
I prefer to go back. I want to get the tape on that one. I want to get the tape on that one.
I'm going to write over the Flash movie. I will rewrite that son of a bitch.
That's what made me jump off like Roth. You can't write a better script than that.
We ain't writers like that.
Now, sorry for your assholes.
How dare us make you work creatively? How dare us make
how dare me?
You're knocking to some work there.
And by the way, if you didn't notice, me and Josh are in our producer outfits today because me and Josh.
Yeah, I was like, I was waking up, but if I had the energy, I would have laughed my ass off at Josh getting up in his goddamn shorts and tux.
Just the upper half.
It took me a second. I'm like, why are these guys? Oh, these producer motherfuckers. Okay, got it.
So the point is, Josh kicked the beat. Yeah, we on another episode where Roth think he can write a script for a show. He's gonna see if he's gonna burn 360 degrees. Yeah, with this whack ass script, I'm not gonna be biased for shit. I wanna see Tim's. He better not show me some Zorro shit or I'ma kill Tim. Yeah, Zorro 10.
All right, welcome back to the show. It was Fat Signals.
Shout out to Big Comedy Network. Watch us on Spotify. Listen to us on Spotify. So today's episode is about space cartels and all that good, funny shit. So I gave him a premise. Space cartels.
We're not that well that we could just write any goddamn thing. You got to give us some kind of prompt or some shit. So we did need some help. And our man Boo gave us that help. He gave us a prompt.
I didn't give you shit.
I even asked for a little bit more. It's like, do you want a genre? Like, no, face, write it yourself. I'm like, all right. God damn. Okay.
Blank so check, bitch. BB. Blank check, big BCB, not BBC. Even though Tim is my BBC, my big brown companion. And, Roth is my BBC, my big brown companion. And I'm their BBC, their big black companion. BCB.
Just a little browner than Roth, just to point it out.
Way browner than Roth.
You're talking like you're white, brother.
I mean, shit. I mean,
okay, you. Not them in their skinny cow. What do they say? Not with him in their skinny. You go somewhere with your skinny cow.
Skinny cows ain't no good over here. Anyway, so how are we doing this?
So we're two producers who have giving you guys the task of making Space Cartel, the movie. And so you guys are basically going to pitch us. So whatever seems the most appealing, Boo and I are going to decide on, essentially.
I'll let Roth go first, man.
No, why don't you go first? Roth always went first.
No, you should go first.
Yeah, let the man sit back and hear some shit. Maybe steal some ideas from you for once.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if I ask questions, I'm sorry, I'm the producer. I do what I want.
Yeah, no, you're free to ask him, and I will do my best to answer. I ain't a writer, but I'm trying my goddamn best here.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
already off to a bad spot. Already off to a bad spot.
Burped at intro.
The black screen opens up with a burp.
Producer Josh, they're already off to a bad spot. Opened up with a burp on his
put it in the notes.
So are you drunk?
No, I just had a really, really active breakfast. I apologize. So
had an active breakfast. So,
I whisper to Josh right now, this motherfucker's already losing. All right, continue.
You see what I mean? Can't make nobody happy. Didn't even start yet. But all right, here we go.
It's that smell.
Sir,
could be some eggs, could be some chorizo.
Sir, did you come up in here for the interview with flip-flops?
I sure did.
Wow.
Oh, this motherfucker's off the chain.
Do you at least have socks?
Oh, no.
Hell no. Oh,
not at all. No, we're
got
the
claws out on my rug right
now. We're rocking in the biblical feet right now.
This fool's got the talons all up on my rug.
If you get some claw marks on your floor, I apologize.
You couldn't put socks on for this one? You put socks on for the movie. You couldn't put socks on for this?
It's because it was cold.
The movie's important, man.
Susan, call the carpet cleaner after this interview.
For this pitch, we open the movie with a heist. It's some spaceship, and the crew is masked. It's a crew of four. They're coming in, and they're raiding this motherfucker. One of them pretty much drops the ball, and they're a slapstick crew. They're supposed to be bounty hunters. They're supposed to be hunters, you know, just going after some booty. You start to see that they're not the greatest. Some of them are slipping the gun while pointing at the pilots. Some of them are bickering with each other.
What do you mean by slipping the gun?
Just like holding it and just losing grip for a second. Like,
oh, I was thinking, was this a porno? Or is this a porno?
No, no.
All right, so call Bob in here. This is his section.
There are parts, though, where it gets dangerous.
You said slip the gun. I was like, slip the gun.
Jesus Christ, Tim.
No, not that early. Not that early, I promise. We soften people up before we go that hard. Their fighting causes one of them to accidentally shoot the pistol at the main control console, causing a ruckus. They're all about to die. They grab all their shit. They do their best to save a couple of the pilots. They up and one of the beams flattens and they're like, oh, all right, well, sorry. They got to bounce. They make it off the exploding ship. They get into theirs. They take off their masks. And it's the fat signal crew. They're bounty hunters in this universe. It's you, me, Boo, and Josh, Roth.
Hold on, who's Boo?
Well, we can either have you casted as Boo, or we can find an actor that you would be your selection.
I'm a Paramount billionaire. The you talk about casting me in some movies, you got me up. Who the is
again,
Boo in the fat signal?
If you're listening to what I'm saying, we could either cast an actor to play you, or if you don't like
I don't
want to
be in your movie, sir.
Well, he's not Boo. Like he's a movie producer.
That's not the reality I'm working off of here. I didn't get those rules in the prompt. So,
well, what do you mean in the prompt?
No, all I got in the prompt was...
No.
All I got in the prompt was...
You're going to really pitch a movie to Warner Brothers and put the from Warner Brothers in your movie?
Of course not, but those
okay,
weren't the rules
that
I got.
That's what you just did. That's what you just
no,
did.
No, those
me.
Aren't the rules that I got. All I got was you two are potential producers. We're doing a space cartel movie.
You hear this? Am I right, Josh? Yes or no?
I think Boo's more invested in the role play aspect of this at this point.
Thank you. I didn't wear this shit right here.
So am I. I'm interested in role playing a little bit myself. That's why I wrote this shit.
Who the fuck is Boo is me? You got me fucked up, brown.
That's called the casting process, Mr. Producer. I thought you might know that, making movies in them.
Susan, call Todd.
I don't have to pitch the rest of this if we already don't like it.
Oh, no. When I call Todd, you're going to end up realizing you ain't got to pitch the rest.
The group gets back to their shit. What happens then? Like,
so we get a title card going, you know, hey, it's the fat signal in space. So we find out that they've been working for the past few years for this drug cartel. They have no business. They have no problem just making their living doing that. They eventually want to stop this shit and go make their pirate radio little side gig legit, right? They want to go touring planet to planet without having to go into danger all the time. So they're still doing this, hoping to eventually at some point get out. And they're this cartel's best booty collectors. They're going around like in either doing whatever kind of like, you know, side job, like wet work kind of thing. They either go hunt people down for the cartel. They either go hunt down where they collect money, all that kind of shit. They're the cartel's handyman, more or less, right? So they're doing a great job, but this ain't the light for them. They really want out. So now I haven't worked out all the details, but my basic idea is that this crew gets involved with a particular mission, a job, what have you.
Asshole producer.
They stumble onto secrets and they find out that this company, you know, this company of, I call it company because they're pretty organized, this cartel. they find out that this cartel is secretly a cult, and they're collecting all this cash to eventually pretty much get them to set off a bomb in this particular area of the universe called the crack.
What kind of cult? Kevin Gates?
It's God worship. They're like, they're going for ascension. The drug they're pushing is called Ascend, and it's a suppository, which somehow they've been meaning to get popular. It's the least
likely. Suppository is the butt one, right?
The butt one, exactly.
It's called Descend, though?
Ascend.
Hey, that's kind of funny.
Because you put it through the ass end.
Yeah, I was about to say, you put it in the ass, some is going to lift, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Bro. And they find out, yeah, that the cartel is a cult. And that eventually that they were, this cult is going to assign this crew a last final mission. And it's there. They're going to pass it off to them as a reward. Where they take this massive bomb, ascend base, like it's like, pretty much laced with the drug itself. They're going to take it into and set it off in front of the space called the crack, which is in this universe known as the biggest wormhole known to life.
There's a couple of trigger words that I'm not liking, Mr. Tim. Yeah. You have ascend and crack and suppositories. It's like, where are you going with this? Is this for kids?
The god that they worship is named Azmunker. Spelled AZ/MUNCHR.
Josh,
I'm digging. I'm digging this ass muncher. That's hilarious.
I'm just saying, like, you know, a freak with the amount of this is my mentality going in when I was writing this. My producers are Boo and Josh. Who in this crew brings up ass more than anybody else? Josh. I figured I'd write this for the man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now. Little do you know, you're pitching to the head of the porno department of our fucking studio.
Porno department. So it's how, like, dare you?
Dude.
Rated R films.
Oh, that's what we're calling them. That's what we calling them these days, hon.
Right on. So,
rated R films.
So they want to light giant bomb with ascend over the crack, yeah, which is the largest.
Now that's the overall plot. Come the more on, nuanced man. Plot I have of this is that it's the character Boo doing it. Like, we opened with Boo doing all this by himself. We find out that there was some drama between everybody. So when Boo finds out this plot and he realizes he can't do it without the other people, there could be some plot related thing that requires them. Part of the movie would be Boo begrudgingly having to go to the characters Tim, Roth, and Josh to get to assemble the crew and then go and
as
a producer of this shit, yeah. Would you mind if we catered this to a more promiscuous audience?
I think I tried, you know, we can definitely, I don't have a problem with that. I tried putting in as much butt puns in this thing as possible. So,
see, he tried to get you, Josh, with the ass shit and ascend, smart ass trigger word, ascend.
I'm just
crack.
Saying, everybody laughs at poop and fart jokes, dude. Yeah. Everybody.
No,
there's not one person who wouldn't.
No, that'd be pretty good. You could even do some sort of orbiting ball of shit where it's like they don't.
Well,
you
so
know.
Like originally, before I realized that like it was too big of a concept, I was gonna have the crack be like the space between two swirling galaxies.
Tim, I hate
so
to
that
say
they could look
it,
like
Tim.
No, we're wormhole works though.
I hate to say it, but the certain words coming out of your mouth, you cannot make any more non-perverted. Say there was a crack in the street.
I mean, that's a crack in the street that you could
see.
You
see
so many ways with that.
Even his crack sounds like he's talking butt crack, bro.
He's like, every crack in the street. Like,
no, he didn't say, look, watch, tell him, there's a crack in the wall.
Yeah, there's a crack in the wall.
See, he's talking butt crack, dude. That's what I get from him. There's butt crack on the wall.
Yeah, no,
bro.
That's the way he says crack.
It's just baked into the voice. Man. Yeah,
just the way you say crack. It's like, ugh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like if I was playing me in the movie, there's so many jokes that could work.
I'm just
like
saying,
that.
There's just words you say that are like, ugh, you pervert. You'd be like, you could ascend to the sky, and it just won't sound right coming from you.
But that'll be the greatest joke. They're ascending to the skies via suppository.
Whoa,
via ascend.
Whoa, you just said a bunch of trigger words, bro, that are very uncomfortable.
So That's my pitch, guys. That's pretty much the movie idea.
Are there any key points?
Dude, I'm so interested in doing this. I might do a secret pitch right now next, bro. I'm working up a story right now.
So I mean, the way I have it worked out is that it's kind of like, it's about a good 40 minutes of the movie trying to get the crew together. Mm-hmm. That's uncovering their past. That's plenty of room for just bickering and just inner character relationships to like rekindle, redevelop, you know, have some like fun fights. And one of my biggest ideas for this sequence is that they don't know 100% why they're being recruited. They think they're getting pulled back together to do their old shit. But Boo's kind of holding back on the real reason, which I think would create.
Stop using Boo. You can name something else, Bob or something. Stop using Boo.
Hi, Bob. Man. But that's the basic idea.
Very nice.
And then my thing is this for merchandising, ho. This is me as the producer. Yeah.
They're bounty hunters, so you're definitely getting some like Space Marine type like looks on them, especially when they're geared up and everything. You got your ship. You got the whatever monster the god ends up being. We could do plenty of stuff. We could do like space food merch, because I've always liked that. I've always liked that part of, you know, astronauts and everything is like the space food that you could get, like the ice cream and shit. So we could definitely do shit like that. There's plenty of room for merch.
We'll get back to you. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Okay.
Yeah, don't even email us, please.
We probably wouldn't get it. It'd probably go to our spam.
So you shouldn't even bother.
Yeah, most likely it's going to go to our spam, bro. So don't email us.
Okay.
The number we gave you probably ain't going to work in a week, because we were getting new phones because something's going on with our plans right now.
Okay.
You can message my Discord AI. They'll be able to answer any questions most likely.
You have a good day.
Noted, sirs. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Anyways.
Tim?
I'm listening. Yes, sir.
You're still here? Todd, get him out. Who's the next person? Roth? What's his last name? Oh, he's Mexican. Let him come in.
That's racist.
All right, hey, how you guys doing? I emailed the whole script to Josh earlier today.
Yep.
Did you hear about the spam already? We're not getting those. Dude, they go
yeah
straight
I just
to
heard
spam.
About that, so there goes that. So
yeah, so let's hear it from the horse's mouth.
Damn, Boo, sir, you're just gonna take that he sent the script to only one authority, didn't even consider you.
Me?
Yeah, that's a good care. Point. Yeah, why did he only send it to me?
He wouldn't have read it.
I let my assistant read him when he comes through at night.
All right, so this is kind of funny. Tim and I didn't talk about the stories, okay? At all.
Oh.
But we had the same main characters.
I see.
Stop using Boo then. Change it now.
He really did just write this as I was talking.
No, actually, I sent Josh the copy way before we even spoke, so.
Yeah, he did send it to me earlier.
Stop. Why does everybody got to use me, though?
Because you're funny, fool.
Bro. Stop. We're going to have to stop with using. If this isn't creative, then you're using me.
No, this is the same idea as taking pre-established characters and making a story out of them. That's what Flash was.
Go ahead, Roth. It's a story about Boo somehow. Okay, go ahead.
No, hold on. I'm trying to change the names, okay? I'll change the names for you. I'll just change all the names, change my pitch real fast, change my synopsis. Yeah, I know. Give me one second.
No, dude.
Cut that shit the fuck off.
Yeah, no, here, look, I'm going to read it.
No. What it is this, Roth.
This
is what you read. No. No, no, Roth. This is what happened. Exactly what Roth did. Roth was next to do his pitch just like Tim, and he heard through the door, get the out of my goddamn office, putting me in your script, and you're talking all that bullshit, just getting into him about. Roth realized, oh shit, I did the same thing, and it's changing his shit.
And then I walk out, I'm like, and I toss my papers up there, I'm like, oh, thank God, good luck, buddy. And then I go about the rest of my ass day.
This is a story about Boo. Why is it a story about the who's trying to fun?
The movie opens with you getting tossed out from an explosion, freeze frames on your face, and then it's your voice, your AI voice going, now you're probably wondering how I ended up in this.
Yeah,
I think Roth did use ChatGPT for this one, though.
No, I did not.
Yeah!
At least it feels like I wrote my shit, you know?
No, I didn't think this one.
Josh is calling this.
In the year 2050, the cosmos have become a playground for cosmic capers, and humanity
that's finds itself
entwined in the glittering webs of interstellar intrigue.
You don't talk like that anywhere.
I'll show you my fucking writing, motherfucker. I have fucking writing to compare it to.
Copy and pasting into Google Docs ain't writing, asshole.
Nope.
Rob, hey, listen here, Joe Roth. You can't get mad at
actually,
me.
I think I did a good job. I think I did a good job on this, actually.
Okay, but you can't attack me in any of this because you know who brought it up? Josh. So you got to get mad at our number one IT computer nigga on our squad.
That's why I sent it to him for that exact reason.
He probably ran it through an AI scan, nigga, and that shit came back hot.
As the neon lights of the Zorbaxian spaceport flicker.
Yeah, Roth really came up with Zorbaxian, dude.
Yeah,
Tim and Josh stumble into a world of laser looting space gangs, sparkling suits, and accidental
laser looting.
The chase begins when Boo, fueled by cosmic vendetta, pursues them through the swirling wormhole highways, leaving chaos in their wake. I don't understand.
Where's
what's
the drug
happening.
Cartel? Where's the cartel?
So, the cosmic underworld.
Shit is sus.
I'm kind of confused by this. The cosmic underworld reveals its shadows as Tim and Josh, joined by a motley crew of cosmic misfits, navigate the treacherous waters of Interstellar Betrayer. The origin of Boo and Rafa's formidable alliance is exposed in holographic displays, setting the stage for a clash that will reshape the fates of all involved. As alliances fracture and cosmic forces collide, the stage is set for a showdown that transcends the boundaries of the cosmos in Cosmic Capers Nebula's Gambit.
I did not. I'm not hearing the word cartel once so far.
Cartel wouldn't be in the movie. The Godfather doesn't say cartel in it.
Yeah, but it's called The Godfather. You know it.
No, you said it involves a cartel. A cartel is involved.
I couldn't tell, Rob. Not by that.
That sounds like
a Wazowski movie, like about space.
No,
like
sounds like Neil deGrasse Tyson opening up about a cosmos documentary.
That sounds like Atlas Shrugged, but with
I
a
wasn't
bunch
allowed
of assholes.
To do
like,
my pitch. Josh did it. Read a pitch, and you guys criticizing. Gob.
But that I thought that was the pitch. I'm lost here. That's what now I'm with Josh. I'm confused.
I sent him a. I wrote what I
that
wrote.
Getting so mad that he's losing.
That was
Wi-Fi.
Just the synopsis, though.
Chill.
I still don't know what the movie's about after all that.
Is that it?
I guess so.
No, I'm asking, is there more to your story? Being dead honest, is that it?
What did you get out of what he just read to you? Tim.
I'm serious.
Not you.
Okay, listen here.
You're not producer here.
What I got out of that is I'm hearing sectors of the galaxy from that. I just keep getting sectors of
right.
certain parts
so,
of the galaxy
okay.
in nebulas
so, and
gambits.
So, this didn't start off it didn't start off with the big old action sequence. Instead, we start with a little, like, kind of like a little get together at a bar. And you have Tim and Josh, who end up being our kind of like our heroes in this story. They get slipped a little vial of something, but in Tim's pocket, doesn't know exactly what it is. All of a sudden, they're in their spaceship about to take off. Tim, Josh, they're just taking off from the party. When they realize what they have, they say, shit, we got to get rid of this. This drug is really expensive, only comes from one place, and it's really, really powerful. This drug is basically the reason why they sold the Earth. It's over this kind of crack. It's a nebular nectar. That's when the hitmen come, Raph and Boo. They're able to track the vial somehow, and they start attacking Tim and Josh. So Tim and Josh take off. They bone out because, you know, they're about to get killed. Shit. So they are being chased by Boo and Ralph. They kind of get hit. They crash. They're able to make it to a spaceport. At the spaceport, they kind of, you know, hide amongst the crowd and get into a bar. While they're at the bar, this guy gets next to them and says, wait a minute, you guys what are you guys doing around these parts? He knows you guys from just like, you know, I guess flying around and shit. And he realizes that you guys have something to hide. You guys are hiding from somebody. So he just makes it a call. He goes, you guys are hiding from Boo and Raph, huh? Like, yeah, it shows on your faces. There they are able to take their...
They just
their...
know from our face that we're hiding from Boo and Roth specifically.
These f***ers are notorious.
Sorry, I'm not in this picture. I apologize. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, so shut the f*** up.
Yeah, shut up, right. Tim. Wait, so wait.
Calm down. That's Answer the dude Tim's... from my brown section. Hello. You respect yourself, Roth. He could have used He's your shit in this for pitch. A Bollywood wait,
now,
movie.
Now, now Tim is in the pitch. F*** you.
He's like outside He's of the door.
Part of my Bollywood section.
I'm outside the door. I'm like, wait a minute. How's that work?
Tim, come on in. Take a seat right there.
Hello.
Get you some Arabian night tea and sit down.
Hey, Roth. I'm sorry. This wasn't my idea. I'm just here now.
Wow. You open your fat mouth even once back and I swear to God, I'm going to shoot at your ass.
Hold on. Back to the guys you said that had somehow facial recognition in his retinas. Continue. I'm listening to your story. You said he knew us off the bat because we're infamous.
Psst, Roth, he just made that sound way cooler than you made it sound. Maybe listen.
Yeah, I did. Facial recognition, motherfucking retinas. Oh, God. All right, Roth.
Continue.
It was great. I liked it. It was good. Continue if you wanted.
So basically, it's about there's a drug and... two people have it and two people are trying to get it pretty much, right? It's a chase.
Well, Boo and Roth work for a
Is it like cartel. A prototype drug or how come they're being chased down for it and not like they don't have like a big score or anything?
There's a limited supply of it and it's very powerful. So a little goes a long way.
So it's really rare.
Very rare.
Do we find out why it was slipped into my pocket?
No. That's redundant to the story.
What does it do to you?
I don't know. Nobody knows. Everybody's rich. You have to be the super hyper rich.
A note to the producers. So. I'm not a writer, but that feels like bad writing.
We haven't said the story yet. It's a really
good story. Ruff. Yours sounded a lot more interesting with the galactic words and the big ass space words. Tim's was kind of boring in a little bit, but yours is interesting. I give you both a B. You guys are not writers. Like I said, no one here. Tim's an artist. You're a musician. B's, bro. You guys don't have that type of comedic kind of way or that kind of serious way to really tell a story. But I'll tell you guys one. I came off the tip of the head. Let me hit a swig at his...
Roth didn't finish his pitch, though. He didn't get to...
Let him because I'll let the liquor kick in.
It leads on into Tim, all four of them having to rely on each other and form a kind of like a weird team, basically.
Can I ask? So they're making all these drugs. They're making this... Who's it for?
For the cartel, for a bigger cartel.
Like only they are consuming it?
They're the only ones producing it.
No, I'm saying who are they producing it for is what I'm saying. If it's so rare and not
Oh,
just
for world leaders. That's how they take over planets.
Okay.
So they give this drug to the world leaders and they're basically able to sell their worlds for this drug.
That was my only question.
Go ahead, Timbu.
Opening scene takes place on a giant ass sombrero in the middle of motherfucking space.
So it's G Gundam. Got it.
It's actually a restaurant. Owned by one of the biggest space cartels in the motherfucking area. You get to see the cartel for a quick second running shit, running dope through that motherfucker. Then it pans off to a planet where it shows this one dude farming, living his great motherfucking life. All the farmers and all the villagers know him as that dude that popped up maybe 10 years ago. One day.
Clint Eastwood motherfucking space.
Yeah, badass motherfucking John Wick motherfucking. What's that nigga from Chris Hemsworth's motherfucking? Character Chris Hemsworth's character from the Netflix shit.
From Extraction.
I don't see a white guy for this, but okay.
Seriously, this is me. Shut the fuck up. I'll tell the producer.
I know
that.
That's what I'm picturing is you.
Do what you want in your head, but shut the fuck up. Sorry for that, sir Josh. I didn't mean to go off on your partner like that.
It's okay.
Sorry, boss Roth. I didn't mean to off on your partner like that. Y'all need to pull that side next to the bar over there. Maybe get him a drink of shut the fuck up.
I'll gladly do that right now. I don't need nobody's permission.
A group of motherfucking bandits come to the planet with the villagers. This step up like a G and whoop they ass. Turns out these was for a cartel. They realize this is one of the head cartel's brother who was supposed to be dead because the younger brother tried to pull a backstab move and kill the motherfucking brother. He was around with some bitches. One of these bitches had a bomb and she tried to dildo that. The anus and blow him up on some pervert shit.
Stealing my ass play idea. I see. Okay.
I just thought about that right now. I like that ass play idea. Boom. That's the first act and scene.
All right.
Yeah, that's a cool movie. I'd watch
yeah.
it.
So as you guys would know, not everybody's a scriptwriter. Josh, kick the beat.
Vegan humans.
So my pitch, they're basically all the aspects of the solar system have been divided into the factions. The ghetto is Mars, so mine would be ghetto Mars space cartel. Okay. Yeah, and they basically end up trying to track down this head honcho into the belt system, where it's basically like rogue people. So it's really heavily based around like spaceships and shit.